This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we've got five more minutes here with Lee Stranahan from CitizenJournalismSchool.com and PopulistTV.com. Lee, I want you to respond to the last segment, the conclusion there. It seems to me that the reason why Bill Browder is now doing five television interviews a day from zero is because he's panicked right now that whatever involvement he had with this Steele dossier, the fake Russian collusion dossier that's blowing up in the Democrats' hands, he's worried that this is going to end up scapegoating him because he's the perfect scapegoat. Why do you think Bill Browder is going on media five times a day all of a sudden?
Well, look, Browder's motivation is really easy to understand. He has been convicted of these tax crimes in Russia. He's convicted, period. And when you look at these, again, here's the thing about it. There's two things. Number one, he is connected to so many top anti-Trump people. Well, let me give you one example. I'll give you a couple, but here's one. He went and filed a lawsuit. He got the state of New York to file criminal charges in a case called the Prevezon case. That's what that Russian lawyer, Natalia Veselnitskaya, was working on. Browder went to Preet Bharara. Now, you remember when Donald Trump, like every president, fired all the U.S. attorneys? Remember that? And it was a big controversy. But it's a non-controversy because every president.
Well, actually, didn't he actually fire the least amount?
Yeah, he did. I mean, but one of the guy who complained the most was this guy in New York, Preet Bharara, who hates Trump. Well, Bill Browder is close friends with Preet Bharara. Bill Browder has appeared on Bharara's podcast subsequently. They've done appearances together. Now, the reason he filed that suit was he's trying to drum up this fake controversy over the Magnitsky Act. So he files that. They try to subpoena Browder because he's the one who got the criminal charges brought. So Bill Browder, who does media appearances in the States all the time on Comedy Central, places like that, he ducks a subpoena. In fact, there's video, Owen, of Bill Browder literally in New York City running through a limo as they're trying to serve him papers and running through the streets. It's the most amazing thing.
But let's see if we can find that video. Let's see. But Lee, but hold on. I'm telling you, Lee. I'm telling you. I monitor television news and TV like a hound. And Browder has gone from an occasional.
He's all over
every day, nonstop. He's clearly panicked.
Well, especially where has he been? Fox News this past week. And here's why. If people on the right figure out, which is the Fox audience, right? If people on the right figure out that Bill Browder, who he is and what he's been up to, it's over for him. He needs to stay out of prison. That's his only goal. And so what he does is he goes on outlets that never ask him. If you go to YouTube and just type in Bill Browder interview, you'll find dozens and dozens of interviews. You won't find one of them that say, now, Bill, you said in sworn testimony, let's roll the videotape, that Sergei Magnitsky's not a lawyer. Why did you say that when you keep saying he's a lawyer? You'll never find that. Never, ever, ever, ever. Not one interview.
You know why? Because Bill Browder goes on Western media outlets that don't even have a spine instead of going on Russian media outlets that would actually call him out for this. Lee Stranahan, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for your breakdown. I wish we could talk more about your experience in London with the Skripal poisoning case and the new ripples that have come from that. Once again, looks like a fake news story against Putin. But we'll just have to wait for you to return to the States and break that report. So, Lee Stranahan, thank you so much for joining us today. All right, there goes Lee Stranahan, CitizenJournalismSchool.com, PopulousTV.com. On the other side of this break, we're going to be joined by Martina Marcota. She was in London during the Trump protest. And if you saw the footage she got, it's quite shocking. These creatures are really disturbing.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, this is an incredible story here that I'm not really going to be able to get to, but, and I can't even, the crew just found this. So I asked them to find this story on Mother Jones, written by Michael Isakov and David Korn, to totally stooge journalists, fake journalists, that are nothing more than a mouthpiece and a pen for the Democrat left in America. They write this story on March 9th, 2018, the secret story of Obama's response to Putin's attack on the 2016 election. Now, again, you have to understand, Michael Isakov is a leftist puppet. He spiked the Monica Lewinsky story for Yahoo News when they could have broke it. David Korn, who runs Mother Jones, is a total leftist. He hates InfoWars. He lies about us. They write this story on March 9th of last year talking about, and apparently they've written 12 books about how Obama knew of Putin and the Russians trying to hack into the election. Now they go in here, they, you know, John Brennan is mentioned in here. They act like, oh, there's all the, blah, 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 a bunch of hubba below about Russian interference, but they did nothing. They did nothing. And this is the mouthpiece of the left admitting it. And then the crew found this story from the same day. March 9, 2018, on Business Insider, Susan Rice reportedly told the White House cyber team to knock it off when they floated options to combat Russian meddling. Maybe this is the hot mic moment between Obama and Medved, I may be mispronouncing his name, where he says, oh, just wait till I get reelected, then we'll be more flexible and we can do things. Is that Obama saying we're going to let you meddle in our elections? Is that what this is? They stood down multiple times. We have the hot mic. There's more evidence for Obama meddling and colluding with Russia than Trump. And even the left admits it. It's incredible. And here we are. I'm now joined by Martina Marcota. You can find her on Twitter at MartinaMarcota.com. She is the unofficial leader of the Goth Right. She was in London during the Trump protest. They had a big Trump baby out there. And really, just a bunch of creatures showed up, Martina. So, you know, you've been to some Trump protests in the United States. You've seen some of the people that show up for that. It's a lot of deranged, lunatic type of people. But what we saw in London was like a totally different story. Talk about the creatures that you saw coming out to protest Trump in London.
The creatures, that's pretty accurate. Yeah, and I mean, just to be clear, that baby Trump balloon was not as big as they really wanted it to be. It was quite pathetic, actually, so it was not impressive at all. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, I expected these types of people, trans, drag queens, people showing up. They called it a carnival, I think. That's what they actually said about it. And they seem to really, really think that Britain unanimously does not want to accept Trump, but that's actually not true. There was definitely plenty of Trump supporters that I know of and that I've met in England, and they just are a loud minority. You know what I mean?
But these people understand that Trump is the president of the United States, right? Do they understand that, or do they not?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what they wanted. I mean, I asked them, why are they there? What are they doing? What are they trying to do? And it was just, we just want to show him that he's not welcome here. And I mean, it doesn't really matter what you think. I mean, he is the president of the United States. And I just thought it was really interesting that they didn't want to have a relationship with America, the trade agreement. They thought that, you know, our alliance should not be there anymore as long as Trump is president. They just think that he's going to bring more right-wing policies to England. And, I mean, it's just incredible. It's a very obvious what the type of stuff they say. You know, he's a racist and this and that. Well, it's all the typical things you hear in America. But they really wanted to show up in carnival-like fashion. And, you know, that's what they do. They're pretty weird.
Well, I mean, it is funny. I mean, these, you know, it is, how can you not laugh at these people? It's such a clown show. But on a serious note here, I mean, really? It's just like the guy, and I don't know if you've seen this story, there was a green-haired, quote-unquote, non-binary that assaulted a high school student, took his MAGA hat, spit on it, told him he's not welcome here, get the F out of my city. On a real note, on a real serious note here, when you talk about social engineering, that guy right there, that G, whatever they want to be called, and then all those people that showed up to these London protests, I'm like, this is a serious problem for mankind. That is the last stage of humanity before we die out. Like, that is the last stage of humans before we go extinct, right there. That is the death of humanity. That's what these people represent.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's just the bottom of the bottom. Did you see that photo that was spreading around? I mean, with the legs spread open and all that, they have no shame. And, you know, quite honestly, I am used to seeing this type of stuff in New York. You know, I'm from New York, so London and New York have this parallel. And so it was quite like an alternate reality to be there, and everyone just had funny accents. But it was the same rhetoric. It's the same thing. It really shows you that they're really watching the same type of stuff. The media is all saying the same type of thing, and they're regurgitating the same thing that they say in New York. There's no difference to it.
And why don't the people in London care about their own country and their own leaders, like Sadiq Khan, who says terrorism is part and parcel? Here they are focusing on Trump, who's not even involved in their politics, really. I mean, okay, he can have a conversation with your leaders. Apparently not, I guess. But it's like they don't even realize that their own leaders, like Sadiq Khan, are destroying their cities. And they just say, oh, Trump bad. Let's have a Trump balloon.
That's absolutely true. I mean, Sadiq Khan it's so horrible how he's running that city. And I mean, he says that crime is stabbings are a parcel of living in a diverse city. I mean, who says that? That's insane.
No, that's totally factually incorrect. I mean, you look at Houston, Texas, it's the most diverse city in America. I mean, maybe the world. I really don't know. But you don't have a bunch of random stabbings happening every day. I mean, sure, you're going to have some violence in a big city, but it's not because of multiculturalism. It's because of open borders and not having people coming in that actually want to be a part of that culture.
And you know what's interesting is that the Met Police, that's what they call it, the Met Police, they are focused. They have it in their manuals about diversity training and how to, you know, combat hate crimes and stuff like that. This is what they're teaching their police instead of acknowledging where this crime is coming from and dealing with that in a more direct route. They're teaching their police about diversity training and how to accept more, you know, diverse genders and cultures. And they want to make the police equivalent to the amount of, like, you know, diversity that there is in London. They're focused on that and making it less white and making it more diverse to reflect the city, which is why is that a priority for the police?
Yeah, that's not crime fighting. I guess that's the point. They're not fighting crime anymore. And so crime runs rampant. But I mean, so like in the United States, I mean, actually, and obviously I've had a lot of experiences with cops. Actually, I really don't understand. I feel like the New York Police Department is like, I don't get it. I don't know why they wouldn't arrest the individual that assaulted us. They saw it on camera. They clearly let him go. Maybe they were working with the guy. I really don't know. He did have Stingray equipment, but that's another story. My point is, though, most of the cops that I deal with in America are still, like, sane. and you can tell that they have some protocol not to, to really do anything to these people. Did you see that in London, or were the police even like kind of with him? Like, oh yeah, we love the freak show.
You know, I didn't really see that much police during the protest. I did see them around a bar. There were some people with MAGA hats, and they were pro-Trump people, and they were just kind of chanting, you know, they were waving American flags and British flags. It's the same thing in America, where if you see a, you know, American flag or British flag, you know that they're the patriots, because the left don't bring that kind of flag. They're carrying the Antifa flags and any other, the EU flag, any other sort of flag except the British flag. So you knew, you saw the red hats and you saw the flags, and there was a barrier of police pretty much just standing around, not doing much. I mean, I've also seen with Anne-Marie Waters, she's you know, campaigning here in England, and she's really sending the right message. And when she was at some hustings, supposed to do some sort of debate, the police just kind of stood around and didn't really create a barrier. They didn't push people out of the way to make a safe entryway. They kind of just stand around and let things happen. They don't have guns. So they really are pretty passive.
All right, one more segment with Martina Marcota on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Well, you know, it's weird that the left picks and chooses when it wants to obsess about sex. So it's like if you want to mutilate yourself and destroy your sex, the left is into it. If you're Bill Clinton and you use cigars and you have rape cases settled, the left has no interest. If you're Barack Obama and you refer to your wife, Michael, multiple times, the left has no interest in it. But Martina Marcota is my guest here. Martina, this is going to shock you, all right? I know this is going to shock you. Brace yourself, but they're reporting that Donald Trump may have had sexual relations with a Playboy model. Shocking, I know, right? Shocking.
Incredible. Well, I mean, you know, that's funny because, I mean, is that even shocking at all? Because we all knew Trump's history. I mean, those of us that are old enough know what he was like, I mean, throughout his whole career. This is totally in line with him, and this is who we voted for. And you know what? I've said this about the Trump tapes that were exposed, the Access Hollywood tapes. At least he was talking about an adult woman. Nothing wrong with that.
And again, they take these things out of context. He's clearly joking. Again, it's inappropriate, whatever. People, you see, that's what I'm so sick of. People act like they don't talk like this when they're hanging out with their friends behind closed doors. Look, you know, we all say things we regret. We all say stupid things. That doesn't mean we're a bad person. That doesn't mean that you mean what you say. It doesn't even matter.
I just did a video just now, too, about, have you heard about that James Gunn thing, right, with the
he jokes, this is sick, excuse me, I mean, you know, Muffet, if you have a child. He jokes and celebrates a monkey masturbating on a child.
So, I mean, the left can joke around and do whatever they want, but it's funny how they want to take us out of context and blow up every little thing. And at this protest, just the way that they were talking about Trump being this horrible, like, sexual monster, and it's like, what about the cigar with Bill Clinton? What about, you know, every president having affairs? What about all this stuff? What about James Gunn? And it's just like, no one wants to acknowledge anything unless it's like the right or Trump. They take it and they put it out of context and they you know, when I worked in the performing industry in New York, I worked at this club that did the most bizarre. It was all these people.
Before they blackballed you for being a conservative.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was working with all these freaks. They would have acts on stage that people would, you know, do number two on, and they would do this whole thing and spread it around. They would dildo on stage.
That sounds like a leftist protest.
Yeah. They would dildo as nuns on stage and defile Christianity. They would do all these horrible things, and they would do, like, rape kind of things, and just everything was very, to the extreme, sexualized. Then when the Trump tapes came out, they acted like they were, pearl-clutching churchgoers. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just an innocent church mouse. Donald Trump. Oh, my gosh. A billionaire playboy has sex with playmate models? I can't even believe this.
It just, like, blew my mind. And the owner of this club that I worked at, he had lawsuits going after him from, like, 10 years ago because he would do weird, you know, jerk on. I'm like, look at who you work for. And you have a problem with Trump, really. Okay. Fine.
Well, I just want to say this. The footage that you captured when you were out there in London, I mean, again, that's the kind of sexual depravity that they celebrate, is just being as weird and out there as possible. But normal sexual activity that you would expect between Donald Trump and a Playboy model is somehow like status that they need to be complaining and raise a big fuss over it. So it's really just
how
ridiculous.
How dare he be a straight male? How dare him?
That's what it is. That's what it is. Martina Marcota, thank you for joining us. Follow her on Twitter at martinamarcota.com, and I'm sure we'll be in touch in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, Everything we do here at InfoWars is possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We have huge specials. If you've not seen the InfoWars store yet, go check it out. Amazing discounts store-wide right now, including 50% off top-selling supplements like BrainForce Plus, Alpha Power, Super Male Vitality, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's all there. New T-shirts at the InfoWars store as well, including one that I just got, the new InfoWars Hexagon logo. Very, very cool logo and kind of more discreet, so a radical liberal might not come over and try to punch you in the face or spit on you if you wear that T-shirt, whereas, you know, a Trump T-shirt, you're more than likely to have that happen. So it's all possible thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Huge discount store-wide right now. All right, Alex Jones is on the phone. He is doing some work taking care of his family right now, but he has a report that he wants to break right now here on the Alex Jones Show. Alex, what is the latest?
Well, you've got the guest who was attacked in Seattle when he was there visiting and spit on by the green-haired gremlin that's now gone completely viral. It's up on InfoWars.com, so that's coming up. I just wanted to point people in the direction of a story on InfoWars.com that's really important. That's when I, so many times when I'm on the air, don't look at InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, and then later I get off the air and I'm like, oh my gosh, look at these incredible stories that got no attention. So we're going to cover that in just a moment. But first, here's where I stand on Trump and the two women we know of. One on the Playboy Playmate, who said he treated her very nice, and it was right as he was getting married, and he stopped seeing her as he was married, and right at the same time, Stormy Daniels a couple times, reportedly. Trump never said he was an angel. He never said he had association with Playboy, had association with, you know, women modeling groups. He is a red-blooded type guy. He's got, you know, five kids. The guy is not a hypocrite. He's told me the truth and all of us the truth about getting the economy going, rebuilding the military, securing the border, crushing political correctness. He's been truthful about what he said he would do. And so now they have Cohen, the lawyer who recorded Trump over a decade ago, agreeing to a payment for a woman who hadn't even decided to go public against him and who didn't. So it's just him giving a woman, you know, some money because she was in love with him and felt bad that he didn't marry Melania. And then he didn't break it off. That happens sometimes. You know, you get married, you don't break off the last girlfriend for a while. You kind of have a few flings. That's what Trump did right when he hit 60. He went through a midlife crisis. I don't know people that know him. He was always a one-woman guy, except when he was divorced and he played the field. He kind of had a midlife crisis, not a big one at 60, but just felt old. That's even in magazine articles back at the time, that he kind of went a little wild for about a year or so, and that's not a good thing. The point is, he's not a hypocrite, and he's a truthful guy, and it's true that God literally has had providence on Trump, providence on InfoWars. And so the issue is, yes, the left is saying we want to have sex with your kids. The left is saying, you know, we're going to sexualize your kids and teach them to cut their genitals off with brainwashing at age five. We're going to do all this horrible, evil stuff from pedophilia, Salon, HBO, all of it from pedophilia. But then, if a guy in his private life over a decade ago, you know, 12, 13, 14 years ago, went on a jag, went a little wild, then, oh my gosh, he's the devil. He never said he was a saint. And of all the sins, you know, King David had his best friend killed so he could have sex with his wife. And then he repented and got on his, and really was real. And God said, you're a man from my own heart, you know, and changed his life. And so, you know, the point is, Donald Trump had his best friend killed to have sex with a woman. God built us this way. God knows our hearts better than other people. And you're right. Men who are red-blooded, and all these women he's been super nice to, super polite. You know, his wives have all said that, his current wife, and these other women. And so that's what it shows, is that Donald Trump is red-blooded the way God made him, and that's just the way it is. He has a hunger for things, just like he has a hunger for liberty and freedom and the fight to take on the globals. Now, you have your big guest coming up, but I wanted to direct people briefly for 2 minutes when we come back to a huge story on InfoWars.com.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So the left and the double standards that they exhibit are becoming more clear than ever. Whether it be them saying we go high when they go low, yet they continue to go lower and lower, spitting on Trump supporters, ripping their hats off, beating people, burning American flags. You now have the left that endorses pedophilia, covers up for Bill Clinton, and doesn't seem to be bothered by the sexualization of children, now totally outraged that Donald Trump had a relationship with a Playboy model over a decade ago. Alex, it's incredible that they think they can get away with this and the average American is not going to see it.
Well, they keep saying, you Christians are immoral. You're on your high horse. You know, us and what we're doing, but then you don't care about Trump. No, he was never a hypocrite. And it's consenting adults. And the left is targeting our kids and trying to sexualize them and brainwash them. That's what we don't like. What adults do is what adults do. Doesn't mean we don't think it's perfect. What Trump's doing, if he was like one of these famous preachers that says, if you ever have sex outside of marriage, you're going to hell. And then you find out the guy's banging hookers every night. Christ was all about that. He said, look at these Pharisees. They tell you how good they are up there on the Sabbath and pray in public, but then behind the scenes they're totally wicked. He said, you know, give me somebody that isn't perfect but actually loves God and tries to be a better person. That's what matters. But I'm not going to get into preaching. We've got a very important guest coming up right now. I want to congratulate for being very cool and calm and collected and also exposing what he did. And great job, the producers, getting him so quickly. The story's up on InfoWars.com. But I wanted to point this out. I don't know how long this CBS reporter is going to have a job like Cheryl Atkinson, but this gentleman, you can go find out his name and see the video, is on InfoWars.com, right below the top headline scroller. With "This is why they want a wall" is the headline. And he goes down there for 15 minutes at the Texas-Mexico border and goes over to the Mexican side and sees a boat full of drugs being brought across by a smuggler. Just a half mile or so from the main Border Patrol checkpoint in plain view, just like Joe Biggs and Don Salazar and the crew caught drugs being brought across right down by the same area a few years ago. The media said, oh, Jones just claimed it's drugs. No, the Border Patrol confirmed, the FBI confirmed it was drugs. So that's what goes on. They bring these big dinghy boats across full of it. And the issue is that it's a collapsed country, especially northern Mexico, is more dangerous than anywhere else in the world. It is the most dangerous place in the world per square mile, hundreds of thousands dead. And then they play dumb and go, oh, you're hurting children, like this green-haired guy that says he's a non-binary person and just has all this vile stuff on his Twitter, spitting and yelling and screaming in Seattle. The same thing happened to me. I had people spit at me, didn't catch it on tape. Had a guy dump coffee on me, did catch it on tape. Had people threaten to attack me, and then they'd always run off. And I'd just say, just talk to me. So they're so brainwashed, and they're so wound up, just like we've got Judge Jeanine Pirro, very classy lady, very smart lady. She's been a host for years, a co-host off and on The View. She knows Whoopi. And that video is up on InfoWars.com. It's incredible. I think you guys played it earlier. And they get in her face, scream at her. She's trying to leave. She sees Whoopi. She says, Whoopi, you know, we've been friends. Well, what's wrong? She goes, get the F out. Get the F out. Gets in her face, totally goes crazy. This is who they are, folks. This is a civil war. They have geared them up. The corporate chiefs have told them, get aggressive, to stir the public up, to get violent, and go after everybody. And then this green-haired guy that attacked our next guest, Ashton Hesh, says on his own Twitter, oh, you kill thousands of children that Trump detains. I mean, why not? Why not? They just had Congress the other day saying that I deny anybody died at Parkland. Never said that. Did I say it's all fake? Never said that. So they go, oh, and by the way, he's a Holocaust denier. So it's the headlines, you know, Facebook defends Alex Jones and Holocaust denial. So they are full court press against this country. We're so used to the normal way things are in this nation. We don't get, they're coming after us. The Chi-Coms own Hollywood. A lot of the media, the foreign governments are instituting an attempted overthrow of the United States. So let's keep Mr. Hess 5 minutes to the next hour. Hell, I want to start some podcasts with these activists like himself. We're getting the crew hired right now. We're a month away. So let's keep Mr. Hess, you know, there. And hopefully Evan has a reporter from Illinois. There he is vacationing in Seattle. People say, why would you vacation in Seattle? Incredible seaplanes that aren't even very expensive to fly up to Canada and see the killer whales. A couple $100. Unbelievable. When you fly back into the bay, beautiful area, beautiful architecture, incredible food. A lot of great people in Seattle. It is a great place, but you can't take your kids there because there's feces all over the ground and crazy homeless people in purple wigs. And they're the minority, but they run things. And a good 20% of people will get in your face if you're even a Christian or a conservative, you name it. So it is dangerous. There is a travel advisory for the area, but at the same time, too bad that the left infest these beautiful areas like San Francisco and Seattle and Austin, Texas, ruining, you know, my family's hometown, back to Colonel Travis. So, and they're telling me, get the hell out of your own town. So let's go to Ashton Hess. Young man, we salute you. We appreciate you. Your reports are excellent. The way you responded is excellent. And so I'm going to let Owen take over, but please describe what happened, what's unfolded. I can let you know the campaign's taking an interest in what you're doing. They really appreciate what you're doing with the young Republicans. And so if it's all right with you, I'm going to pass your number on to them. But just God bless you, and we really appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Go ahead, Owen.
So, Ashton, just let's start off kind of like imagine we're sitting in a campfire right now, and tell me a story. So You're just minding your own business, walking through Seattle. Just tell the story.
All right. So we had just gotten done getting a coffee, and we were just sitting there waiting for a ride back to the hotel. Waiting on a ride up on the side of the street, and I was just on my phone. So was my family. My whole family was there, and all of a sudden, this guy just runs up, and I just got hit in the head, and I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know why. My dad told me that the girl that was with him, there was a girl with him, she took the hat through to the guy, and I look up then, and I'm looking at this guy with green hair, and I'm looking over, and the guy is yelling at me. He's got my hat. And I'm just like, come on, man, come on, like, is this really necessary? Like, it completely blindsided me. I didn't want to, like, overreact and go and chase him down or anything. I was just wanted to keep my cool. But he spit on my hat, threw it into the street. I really didn't know what to say. But, I went after him. He cursed at me. He told me I wasn't welcome in the city. He called me a racist. I never met the guy. I mean, he has no idea what my views are, and I'm surely not a racist. But, yeah, I mean, just someone doing that just out of nowhere is just crazy to me that someone would just do that in the street. I'm just visiting the city just with my family. I don't know what the deal was.
Well, and you caught, I think that your video that you recorded is actually, I think, like 30 seconds long or something. So you're saying you just thought, like, immediately after this happened, hey, I'm going to get out and record this? Or how much time happened between them originally hitting you, taking your hat, and then you hitting record on your cell phone?
So I was already on my phone. It was probably about like 5 to 10 seconds before I hit record. I went to the March for Our Lives in my town and went there and recorded that. So I had like started a YouTube channel sort of, and I saw it as an opportunity to expose the left, to expose what's going on with America now, how people just think it's okay to just rip hats off kids and yell at them in the streets. So I saw it as an opportunity. I pulled out my phone right away to get it on video, to show my friends and get it out there to the media and see if we can get some more voters for the Republican Party, because I don't think very many normal, sane people want to support people like that doing things to kids when they're just visiting a city on vacation with their family.
Well, you're a smart young man, Ashton, and you have the right thought. You're going to be a senior in high school next year. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay, and you're from O'Fallon, Illinois. I'm actually from St. Louis, Missouri, so a bit of a kinship between our two towns. It's incredible. We want to hold you over for a little bit in this next segment, if you can. But, folks, let's get Ashton's Twitter up there. Let's get Ashton's YouTube channel up there. Let's get Ashton and double the followers on Twitter, double the YouTube subscribers. Let's really blow this channel up, because these are young Americans taking action to expose the people that are trying to destroy this country. This is what we need more of. This is how we change the game. The left thinks they own the young vote. They don't. Let's own the young vote.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Ashton Hess is a young patriot from O'Fallon, Illinois, a high school student, making his country proud. And he will be eligible to vote in the 2020 presidential election. And he's so smart, you heard him in the last segment saying, hey, look, you know, I want to record this stuff. I went to the March for Our Lives to record this stuff. I want people my age to see who the left really is so that they won't be attracted to voting for them in 2020. Really smart stuff there. There is his Twitter account, at Hess Ashton. Guys, let's pull up his YouTube channel, too, so that the audience can see where to subscribe and check out his YouTube videos. I wasn't even aware, actually, that Ashton had shot a report from A March for Our Lives, so this guy's even more engaged than I thought. But, Ashton, why do you think you're dealing with people that want to rip your hat off, spit on you, spit on your hat, stomp on your hat, make a big scene of it? What do you think is motivating these people to act so deranged?
I think what's motivating them to act so deranged is, I mean, their leaders don't help, saying that we should like occupy the airports and do all these things, follow the Trump cabinet around at restaurants, make a crowd around them. I mean, that doesn't help at all. But I also think like they just can't accept other people's views. Like just because I think differently than them, they just think I'm evil. They don't know anything about me. They just assume, oh, he's got a MAGA hat on, so he must be a terrible racist person. And they don't really look at the facts. They just do it all out of emotion. They just get so enraged just because they see a certain slogan on a hat. It's just ridiculous to me how they act, and they can't control themselves whatsoever.
And now, obviously, I mean, you're going to have to get a new Trump hat. You don't want to wear that hat again. And who knows what kind of a disease are infested in that man's saliva. But, yeah, you know, I think that you're 100% right. You know, Maxine Waters – saying things. In fact, if you go listen, Maxine Waters said, you tell them you're not welcome here. That's exactly what the guy said to you. He said, you're not welcome here. That's right out of Maxine Waters.
Yep.
And so what do you think, though, as someone that's been victimized by this? You know, if you want to go out and wear a MAGA hat, this could happen to you now because of people like Maxine Waters. I mean, what do you think about this? How do we stop this? You know, when will Maxine Waters be held accountable for her rhetoric?
I mean, I just think it's ridiculous. And to stop it, I don't really know if we can. The left has gone so far left recently that it's an absolute battleground out there. I mean, just people yelling at you for no reason. I don't know if Maxine Waters will ever be held accountable for what she's said and what she's told her supporters to do. I hope in some way she is, and she can recognize and see these videos and say, that was a mistake. I shouldn't have said that. Now, please respect these people and get an open dialogue, because all I want is an open dialogue. I don't want a fist fight or anything like that. It's just better to talk about these things instead of yell and scream.
You know what? And I'll say this, because the left wants to virtue signal for any minority group out there, and I could label one minority group or something like that. I'm not even going to do this. You pick. You the audience member, you pick. Pick the minority group or pick whatever group that the left virtue signals for, saying they're victims. Now, let's say that you are a member of that group. Let's just use transsexuals for an example, or any of the minorities that they say are being victimized in America. What do you think has a higher risk of violence being done against you, of being assaulted, of having someone insult you and experiencing prejudice in the street? What do you think has a greater risk of that? Any of the minority groups that the left claims are victims, or if you go out on the street in a MAGA hat, which group do you think, Ashton, is more likely to experience prejudice and violence against them?
Definitely the people in the MAGA hats. I mean, just because we support something and they all see them as the villain, then they're going to attack, and that's just what they do, and their leaders are encouraging it, too.
Well, it's incredible that happened to you, but I'm glad that you caught it on video, and it's powerful footage, and it will make an impact. Maybe you change 100 people's minds. Maybe you change one person's mind. It's still worth it to get that footage. So let's pull up his Twitter. Let's pull up his YouTube channel again. Let's get a bunch of traffic to his Twitter and to his YouTube channel, because Ashton is a young member of America here who's fighting for patriotism and truth. And we need to have young patriots like him to stand up for truth, because the left thinks that they own the young vote. The left thinks that in 2020 they're going to get the same young vote turnout like they did in 2008 for Obama. But if we have more people like Ashton Hess out there exposing the left to young people, then I think that'll really hurt them. Where do you think this is going? Where do you expect all the hatred against Trump supporters to go? Do you think they're going to get more rabid and hateful and violent, or do you think they're going to take a look in the mirror and realize they've been wrong?
So I think they're going to get more rabid and violent to a point. There's going to be a certain point where they realize they've gone too far, and the whole country is going to turn against them. I mean, the left is just distancing themselves further and further and further, and the sane people are going to realize that and come to the right to fight back against it.
Well, and this is already happening with the hashtag walk away. There's a YouTube channel, hashtag walk away. And then CNN says, oh, hashtag walk away is a bunch of Russian bots, even though there's a YouTube channel with hundreds and hundreds of videos of all the people that are walking away. So I guess you're right, though. And I think what's going to happen here psychologically is that now they see how badly they're losing, they're just going to act more deranged. I think that's what you experienced, you know, this sad soul, a green-haired non-binary. I mean, you know, I'm not even going to begin to break down that psychological paradigm. But this is a guy who I think just feels more and more of an outcast and is more and more angry at society, feeling like he doesn't belong because he's being told all these things and being told that everyone hates him when he's the one walking around filled with hate, and you caught it on camera. Another question that I have for you, when you saw the green-haired non-binary come up and do that to you, was there anyone else around there? Did they cheer it on? Did they say he was crazy? What was it like for other people around that witnessed that?
So it was basically just me and my family, and we didn't, like, see him walk up or anything. He just completely blindsided us, so we were all in shock. But he was with a girl. The girl in the video you saw, She like said, oh, you know what it says on that hat, right? Like she like said it like you deserve it. Like she cheered it on, and it was just them two. Everyone else was just kind of in shock, just looking around like that kid just got attacked by a guy with green hair. And I think everyone was just more surprised, and they didn't really have time to react.
And so they probably saw that now. And if they were politically neutral, what side of the aisle do you think they're going to go to now?
Well, I think they're going to go to the right. I mean, no one wants to support a person that attacks children because they have a certain hat on.
And think about what she says. She says, oh, you see what your hat says. Yeah, it says make America great again. Aren't you an American? Like, they don't even understand that they've been so propagandized into hating their own prosperity.
Yeah. I mean, she said that, like, you know what it says. Like, you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm not ashamed. That's what I believe in, and I don't think it represents racism or anything to that degree. If it did, I wouldn't be wearing the hat.
Exactly. Now, of course, you're a high school student, and I'm just curious, has your political activism made it to your high school? Are you politically active there? Do you have dialogue there, or do you kind of not go into those realms in high school?
Yeah, so that March for Our Lives thing, that was organized by a bunch of people at my high school, and I had a video up about discussing with the people that went to my high school. We actually had really good dialogue, a lot more than the adults there. And I'm moving into next year. We're starting a Young Republicans Club, and I'll be the president and founder of that. So we're moving into that. We're going to promote healthy dialogue, promote our Republican values, and hopefully get some people over to our side of the aisle before we go to the battleground, which is college.
Dude, you are kicking ass. Let me tell you something. Illinois is a blue state that typically goes blue. I have a bunch of friends and family in Illinois that are capitalists, and they see the Democrat Party going socialist. It scares them to death. I'm telling you, man, you could make a difference in this next election or in future elections, because it's people like you that can turn the state of Illinois red, which is what it used to be. It used to go red, you know, the land of Lincoln. So this is actually an incredible thing. With the Democrats going socialist, Democrats in Illinois are capitalists. You could see an opportunity with the young vote and the stuff that you're doing that could actually change the outcome of future elections. So Ashton, you're doing great work. Just once again, tell the audience your YouTube channel, tell the audience your Twitter handle so we can get some traffic there.
All right, my YouTube channel is Ashton Hess, just my name, and my Twitter is Hess Ashton.
So there you go, folks. So support him. Let's get him a big following there on Twitter and YouTube so that all of the work he's doing there as a high school student in the state of Illinois and middle America to win over young minds that may be brainwashed by the left, to expose them what the left really is. Ashton Hess, thank you so much for joining us today. Godspeed, brother.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, there goes Ashton Hess. I'm telling you, folks, even the tiniest thing that you might not think has a major impact has a bigger impact than you even know. In fact, just doing something is important.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.